Good morning, 8:37. It's FLX Morning Tuesday. It's time to get healthy with UR Medicine, Finger Lakes Health, and Kimberly Ilacqua is here. Good morning. It is always wonderful to see you.
Morning, Ted. It's nice to see you.
And we're going to talk first about something that ties in with our guest today, which is a couple of major fundraising drives. One is for a CAT scanner at Geneva General Hospital, but the other is for a brand new X-ray room at Soldiers and Sailors Hospital, and that's part of their 100th birthday celebration.
Yes, I'm very excited to announce that this is the 100th birthday of Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital. So we're going to start planning some different celebrations, and we do have a large celebration planned for October 24th. It's a Thursday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. It's going to be at the mansion at Keuka Lake. We actually have a planning meeting today, so we'll have more details coming soon about how you can get tickets, what it's going to entail. But save the date for October 24th, 5 to 7, mansion at Keuka Lake. And this is going to be a huge fundraiser for the new X-ray room at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital, which is the annual campaign goal for soldiers and sailors. And then for Geneva General for our campaign this year, we're working on a new CT scanner. And that's something that Jeff Murad, our new director of diagnostics, he is going to talk about the new CT and about the new X-ray room.
Okay. And if you go to our community calendar at FingerLakesDailyNews.com, I know we have community mobility screening coming up on Thursday. There's a Red Cross blood drive in the future. There's pre-dialysis education and probably a couple other things as well. And so go ahead.
And then also, I just wanted to mention that April is Donate Life Month. So we've been doing a lot of different social media posts out there. And today is actual National Healthcare Decision Day, too. So if you go to donatelife.org, you can find out how you can become a donor. And then also, if you follow our Facebook page, there's information on National Decision Day on how to have a conversation about what your wishes are
before. Oh, great.
In advance.
So in terms of becoming a donor, if you haven't done that on your driver's license, is that fairly easy to change that designation and become an organ donor?
Yep, you can do it right at the DMV, okay. And you can do it right online.
All right, so let's meet our brand new guests. I always say I love our old friends, but I love meeting new people too.
Well, today we have Jeff Murad. He's our new director of diagnostics. He's been in diagnostics for 38 years, so we're very excited to have him with us. He joined us at the end of December in 2023, and I'd like to introduce Jeff.
Welcome. It's great to have you here.
Oh,
let me turn the microphone on. That works better.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about, I always ask you, I think you were warned about the new person biographical grilling. So you've made your way through RIT, Bangor, Maine, and Richmond, Virginia. So tell us a little bit about your health career.
Yeah, I've been around the block a bit. I did my undergraduate at RIT back in the 80s and started my career at Community General Hospital in Syracuse. Came full circle over the years. I've worked in many states, I won't even list them all, but really for me it was about, you know, learning over time and growing into different positions, you know, being a staff tech to a lead to a supervisor, manager, director finally at this level. Got my master's degree at Hudson University when I was up in Bangor, Maine, when I worked up there, and, you know, decided to travel a bit. So last year was all about doing interim work throughout the country, three different hospitals, actually. And I did end up in Richmond, Virginia, my last stint. But ultimately, you know, travel's hard, decided I really wanted a home, wanted to come back home. And, of course, central western New York is my home. I was born and raised in Utica, and, of course, RIT. So came full circle. Over the years, I've overseen not only radiology departments, but cardiology and laboratory departments as well.
Welcome back to the Finger Lakes. I will say I was in Richmond 2 weeks ago, and it was actually spring there. That's things actually bloom,
yes,
on the first day of spring in Richmond, Virginia. But we're glad to have you here at in the Finger Lakes.
Thank you.
So tell us some of the diagnostic services at UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health, because that covers, like you say, CT scans, X-ray, all kinds of different diagnostic tools.
Correct, yeah. So we have them all. We do have X-ray, we have CT, we ultrasound department, we have cardiac imaging. So we do echocardiography, obviously EKGs and all, everything involved with that. So we do have the full gamut. We have an MRI scanner as well there in the basement. And we also have a women's health service in the office building where we do a mammography and bone density and ultrasounds there as well.
So tell us about these drives for a new CT scanner and for a new X-ray room. It's great for the patients to have the latest tools, but it's also exciting for the staff anytime you get brand new shiny stuff to work with.
Yeah, the staff do love it. I love it as well, and I love a good project, but it is about the technology. You know, we don't take that lightly. They're very expensive pieces of equipment, and, you know, having the opportunity to get a second CT scanner, especially at GGH, is huge because we only have one, and we are a stroke center. So when strokes do come in, if we are busy, we have to actually sometimes pull patients off the table or slow them down and put them aside so we can do the stroke, because we have minutes to get that done. And having the new scanner will be not only, you know, beneficial to that, but we also have, you know, coming up cardiac imaging now as well, we'll be able to do with this new scanner because it's much improved technology. And of course, we will continue to do the stroke center. We will continue to do lung cancer screenings as well on that.
So tell us a little bit about what the CT, this is going to be very layman here, but it shows you slices of the brain. Is that even close?
Right. So it's an X-ray machine that sends the X-rays in three dimensions. It spins around the patient, basically shooting X-rays as it goes, and then the computer takes that 3D image and does just that. It slices it up. The technologists will look at that, and they will cut the slices literally into different millimeter thicknesses depending on what they're looking at and what the radiologist wants to see.
So the tools are great, but they're still only as great as the people operating them. Talk about the skill and the training that goes into reading these images that you get.
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly the staff, you know, has to be on their toes, know the process, know the procedures, and have that down pat, and can look at things on the screen and say, I'm not so sure. And, you know, they don't just take pictures and then send them to the radiologist and they're done. So there's that from their perspective. But the radiologists obviously are whizzes. They spend many years not only in med school, but they also have to go through and sit for the radiology boards and look at, I couldn't even tell you how many images they have to look at to actually get their licenses. So it's impressive. I've sat with radiologists over the years and watched them, and not only are they, you know, they know what they're doing, but they do it quickly. There's a lot of images they have to look at, and, you know, CAT scans can give you hundreds of images, and they have to look at them really quickly and make a decision.
You mentioned the cardiac imaging. Tell us a little bit more about that, because that's one area where I take it things are much less invasive than they used to be, that with all this imaging, you can do things that maybe you had to open somebody up for a generation ago.
Sure. Yeah, there's it won't take away cardiac catheterization necessarily, but it does help for sure. We have the ability to see the angiography in three dimensions. And the cardiologist and the radiologist can make some decisions on that. The thing about the technology with that is, because the machines are so much faster now and can cut these slices so much thinner, it allows for the breathing and the beat of the heart to actually, you know, we can get those images within the beats. And now you don't have blurry images of the heart. You actually have an image that looks like it's standing still.
So are you able to catch potential problems ahead of time? I'm trying to think, what's the three-letter acronym that the thing that Hank Gathers had? I forget what it was, the heart.
HCM?
Thank you. Yes, there we go. So you're able to catch things a lot earlier than you once
they
could.
Yeah, they can see how the blood's going through the vessels. They can see if there's plaque in the vessels as well, and if they're obstructing, you know, not just taking a picture of it, but deciding based on an angiogram if it's actually an issue or if it's just plaque now, and we got to keep an eye on it.
So let's talk about, I don't know whose department this is, but some of the particulars of the fundraising. How can people give for these campaigns?
Well, with the fundraising for both campaigns, for the CT at Geneva General, that is the goal of the annual fund for Geneva General, you can make a gift online at flhealth.org/donate. We'll also be doing some, putting out some communication about other fundraising opportunities. And for the X-ray room at Soldiers and Sailors, all fundraising that's going to be done at Soldiers and Sailors this year will be generated towards the new X-ray room. So all of the events that we're going to be hosting for the 100th birthday. Also, we have 108 holes for heart. That'll be starting soon, so we're still working on that. And there'll be more information on our website, more information on social media. Right now, we're just really starting to get some information out to our employees. We're just getting ready to start our employee campaign and then the big campaign for Soldiers and Sailors.
And so to remind people who might not remember, the 108 Holes for Heart, that started during the pandemic when we couldn't do the usual annual in-person golf tournaments. So you came up with the idea, hey, everybody go out and play around on their own and put them all together. And what a great idea. And it was popular.
Yeah, it was very popular. And that was Helen Kelly, our previous director of development, thinking out of the box on how can we still engage the community for some fundraising during COVID. And so we'll be starting 108 Holes again with that. And we'll have it out on social media, and we'll be releasing the website. We'll be doing some media releases on that, and that will be starting, I would say, probably in the next couple weeks.
So what's the next frontier in diagnostic imaging? What breakthroughs are you close to making, or new things can you do?
Wow, that's a tough question. I think we're at the point where it's becoming more about the technology and the speed at which we can do things. You know, we had for years, obviously, it took a while. The patient had to lay there. The patient were difficult. They couldn't sit still. And so the technology has become so quick. And not only that, but the back end of the computer systems have allowed us to, you know, as we talked about with CT, with digital imaging versus the old-fashioned analog imaging where it was very slow, very not so pretty images.
Yeah.
We now have very crisp images. It can be manipulated. We can kind of look at them in different angles. So we're kind of at that point. I mean, there's a lot of technology out there. In a rural facility such as ours, I don't see us, tapping into that anytime soon. But, once we start doing this cardiac imaging and other things like that, we're going to probably see more of it.
So for somebody that's been in as long as you have, over 35 years, it must be a tremendous change from the way you did things at the start to today.
Yeah, it's very different. I got into the field because I'm a geek, so I love technology and I love people. So what I do was perfect. And the technology has grown so incredibly. The thing that's kind of sad in a way is now we can do it with less, So the personal touch is still there, and we do a good job of that. But, I remember days where we sat there right next to the patient, and I could sit there for 10 minutes if they were crying or if they were hurting.
Yeah.
And we had some time. And it's not about rushing patients, but it's the technology just makes it so that, we don't have backlogs anymore. We don't have, a month or 2 months of waiting for an MRI or a CT. We can get the patients in faster and get them the service they need. So.
And, of course, a lot of the imaging now, if not all of it, is 3D. Everything used to be 2D. It was a flat image. Now you can actually see a 3D, almost like a model you'd see of a test dummy in the lab or something,
Right. Yeah. I mean, even the X-ray technology is such that it's not a CT, but we do have C-arms and O-arms in the OR that can actually, get multiple planes where we just had those single planes before.
I think, Ted, too, with the X-ray room at Soldiers and Sailors, it's not going to be just a new X-ray room, not just a room, but also
right.
The new equipment.
Yeah,
right.
Brand new equipment, brand new technology, again, digital imaging, a second room, which we had there years ago that got decommissioned, and now we're back to having two again, which will be helpful for the community, again, getting access. But we also had retrofitted the older room that's there currently with some digital technology, and now our new technology can be shared with that and vice versa. So if for some reason a machine actually goes down or it's on service, we won't miss a beat, which will be nice.
Well, and Kim, what I think is great about all this, anybody who had any questions about the partnership with UR Medicine, what's going to happen to our local facilities, our local hospital, you're seeing the answer. New facilities, more facilities, better facilities. It's been a great win-win for everybody.
Yeah, and it follows up the affiliation was improving access to care, and this is what we're doing, bringing services locally.
All right. Well, thanks for the information on imaging. Don't forget October 24th, did you say?
Yeah.
Celebration of 100 years at Soldiers and Sailors. More information coming. And make your donation for either or both the CT at Geneva General or the brand new X-ray room at Soldiers and Sailors. And thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
appreciate
us, Ted.
As always. We do this every 2 weeks. We get healthy with UR Medicine, Finger Lakes Health, 851 FLX Morning.